भगवती प्रयास असुर बालका हरे उपासने से हृदय छिद्र वत्सत सुस्यात्मन सर्थ्यो अशेष देहिना सामान्यत किं विषयोपपादने। ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ माई फ्रेंड्स, सन्स ऑफ द असुरस, द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इन हिज सुपर सोल फीचर always exists within the course of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, and there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to necessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? The personality of Godhead is supreme. No one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the supreme personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky, because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of animals. The Supreme Lord, in his Paramatma feature, exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sajujam Sakhayam, the Lord in his super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtana, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord or the Prayasaha. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money, for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughter houses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endure very much. But if he wants to return home back to Godhead, there is no difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the Super Soul and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta govir visadanta misram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always with him. By the simple method of Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. And it the Lord says, Patram Puspam Param Toyam, Jomi Bhakta Pilchati, Pradam Bhakti Puhutam, Asnami Pratatmanam. If one suffer, offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead without difficulty. Alaka pari upasani svehudi chidravat sadaha sasyatmanaha sakshurase sadehinam samanyata king visayopupadani. O my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personal Godhead in His Supersoul Teacher, always exists within the course of the hearts of all living entities. He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. There is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Prahlad Maharaj here says, gives this instruction to his demoniac friends, Asur Balakas, demon boys. How it is very easy to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very great, as Krishna himself says, Mattah Paratram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is nobody equal to me, or nobody is greater than me. He is supreme in all respects. And he is a great, well-wishing friend of all, through them, sarva-bhutanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna said that, I am the only one who is a friend of all living entities. He is always there in the heart of all the living entities. Sarva-sitam, uvisan-nishka. He has said all these things in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I am there in the heart of all living entities, I am your well-wishing friend. Then Prahlad Maharaj says, so there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. But why then should people not engage in His devotional service? He is amazed. Why are they so addicted to necessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Is so amazing. When it is very easy to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but most of the people are so foolish that they are not doing so. They are not approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, as Prahlad Maharaj says, atiprayaso. That means people are engaged in difficult endeavors to go to hell. My spiritual master, revered spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, explained very nicely how people are enduring a lot to go to hell. He has given examples. Going to hell requires great endurance. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. Bahuprayaso. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money and clothes. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling you must arrange for casino and hotels. And for intoxication you must open many breweries. So much arrangement. But without any arrangement, one can approach the Supreme Personality God and go back home. My revered spiritual master says, in any place one can sit down and just meditate upon the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is there in the heart of all living entities, and just do sravanam and kirtanam, and hear, chant and hear about the love. It is very easy. But those who are adanta gogi, those who are unable to control the senses, they cannot approach the Supreme Lord. They must go to great endeavor to go to hell. But one is very, very intelligent person, a sensible person, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is always there in his heart. This is why simple myth. This is very simple. What is that simple method to approach the Supreme Personality Godhead?
Savanam kirtanam.
Yes. Savanam kirtanam vishnu. There are nine. Navadha bhakti, he said. Nine types. Sravanam kirtanam vishnam smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. These are nine items. You understand, sir, and navadha bhakti. We have that verse, we chant. Natar madhye. Sadhanara madhye sarvasrestha navavidha bhakti. Tar madhye sarvasrestha nam sankirtan. Achirat mile bhai krishna prema. Understand? Sadhana madhye sarvasrestha navavidha bhakti. Navavidha sravanam kirtanam. This. The best of all sadhanas. And out of these nine items, which is the best? Nam sankirtan. You understand? Tar madhye sarvasrestha nam sankirtan. You understand? Out of these nine, nam sankirtan, chanting the holy name, Lord, best of all. Achirat mele bhai, krishna primam. You understand? Achirat means immediately, without much delay. You understand? You can approach the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna Premodhana. You can get the love of God, Krishna Prem. Niraparade Nam Loile by Premodhana. You understand? If you can chant the holy name of the Lord senselessly, you will get. You develop Krishna Prem, love Godhead. You understand? Thereby you will get Krishna. The Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, is bound up by that Prem. You understand? By that love. Aham bhakto parajina. Asutantra iva dija. Sadhuvir gasta hudev bhakti. Bhaktodana priya. Krishna says this thing to Durvasa Muni. Here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhanantaya. Isn't it? You know it? What does it mean?
No one is equal.
Yes.
And no one is greater than me.
No one is greater than Krishna, no one is equal to Krishna. Is it true? Is it true? Krishna says himself, but in our contemplation, can we accept as true? No? Then you can't accept Krishna's statement? Huh? Glory? Huh? Yes, then no. You but say both.
Because there is another one.
Huh?
Because there is another statement of Lord Krishna. So in Bhagavatam.
Huh?
Because Krishna says another one.
What? Another one? What is that another one? Then Krishna says two contradictory, gives two contradictory statements. Why shall we accept such Krishna? Who gives two contradictory statements? He says, no one is greater than, or equal to me. Matta paratvaru nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. He says this thing. Again he says, aham bhakto paradhina asatantra ivadija sadhvi rastavade bhakti bhaktadana. He says this thing, these two contradictions. Dvasam. Oh, dvija, oh, brahman, durvasa. I am dependent on my pure devotee. He's supremely independent, again dependent. It's two contradictions. Aham bhakto paradhina. Isn't it? He's supreme Ishwar, Parameshwara. Isn't it? Sarvatantra svatantra bhagavan. He is Parameshwara. But he says, aham bhakto paradhina asvatantra. I have no independence. I am no svatantra. Bhakta parotantra. You understand? I am under a pure devotee. You understand? Sadhvi vasta hudar bhaktair bhaktadana priya. That sadhu, that devotee, your devotee, he has occupied my heart. You understand? Has occupied my heart. You understand? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who steals everyone's heart, he says, my heart occupied by everyone's heart, you see. It's such a story. Can you think of, can you sense anything? You can't sense anything? This is very amazing, isn't it? Yes, it's very amazing. We say, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Divtam chalayatam asmi. You know? Divtam chalayatam asmi. What do you mean by that? You don't know? Gopikanta? Aren't you reading Bhagavad Gita? That's primary study. Dyuta means gambling, cheating business. You understand? I am great supreme cheater, you cannot cheat me, no worry. He's supreme in all respect. Understand? Dyuta Mutsalayatam Vasu. He's supreme in all aspects. He's supreme thief. Isn't it? Nobody can excel him in this act of stealing also. In cheating business, nobody can also excel. Isn't it? He's supreme in all aspects. Understand? He's supreme. So he says, Matta Paratam Nani. There's nobody superior to me, nobody equal to me. But then he says, no, that's not true. Two contradictions. So this my body is impersonalist. They want to become supreme, supreme Lord. One with him, or merging into him, and become supreme, Bhagavan. Are they intelligent persons? They are not intelligent persons. They are fools, rascals. They cannot be. You understand? They cannot be Lord. They cannot be one with him. They cannot be equal with him. That's the fact. But who is intelligent? They are not intelligent. They think themselves to be intelligent, but they are fools. They are not intelligent. Who is intelligent? One who becomes his devotee, Baba. You understand? One who becomes his devotee is most intelligent. Because Krishna gives him superior position than his own. You understand? He becomes superior to Lord. Krishna raso mota hoite moro bhakto pado
Krishna raso mota hoite moro bhakto pado
atma hoite Krishna bhakto hoi prima sodo সমতা হইতে বড় ভক্ত পদ আত্মা হইতে কৃষ্ণের ভক্ত হয় প্রেমাস পদ ভক্ত ডিভোটি বিকমস গ্রেটার দ্যান It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When it is described how Krishna becomes Gaura, why he becomes Gaura. There you will find. Yes? Krishna samata hoite bada bhakta pada atma hoite Krishna bhakta hoi premas pada. You understand? This bhakta, the position of devotee, greater than that of Krishna. You understand? Atma haite Krishna bhakta hoi premas pada. Atma haite Krishna bhakte bada kori mani. Atma means the soul of Krishna. Krishna thinks, my devotee is greater than my soul. You understand? Yahate bahuta sastra vachana praman. There are many sastric injunctions. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, you'll find. Na tathāme priyatama ātma jonir na saṅkara na ca saṅkarsana na śrīr na ivātma ca jathā bhava. You understand? He says to Uddhava. In 11th canto, Uddhava, na tathāme priyatama ātma jonir na saṅkara ātma jonir Brahmaji. Lord Brahma is not dear Arjuna. You understand? Nata Sankara, Lord Shiva is not dear Arjuna. Nata Sankarsana, who is Sankarsana? Baladeva. He is also not dear Arjuna. Now Sri, Sri means goddess of earth. She is also not dear Arjuna. You understand? Naivatma, my soul, is not dear Arjuna. Jatha Bhavan, as you are dear Arjuna. You understand? So, Uddhava is there. Devotee. Devotee is so dear. These people are not dear. You understand? Huh? Therefore, Krishna says this. Krishnera samata hoite bodo bhagta pada atma hoite Krishnera bhagta hoi prima. You understand? In Chaitanya Tanatha, you find this verse. Hmm? So those who are fools, they want to become equal with Krishna or one with Krishna. That if you are intelligent, you become his devotee, so you'll be greater. Krishna will make you greater. You understand? Krishna will serve you. All serve Krishna. Very eager, how can I serve Krishna? And Krishna is very eager to serve his pure devotee. Isn't it? Do you want so? Oh, you want so? You want to be served by Krishna? You don't want to serve Krishna? Becoming his devotee means to serve Krishna, not to be served by Krishna.
But if you become a devotee, Krishna said,
but we don't want so.
No.
But you want. You say, yes. I don't want. If anybody wants so, Gopikanta, do you want? No? But Nurori wants. Yeah, I will be served by Krishna. You nonsense. I will become. I want to serve Krishna. I don't want to be served. Nobody wants this thing, but Krishna wants this thing. You understand? Krishna wants this thing. We don't. Devotees never want this thing. You understand? If they can understand, know this, that Krishna is serving, oh, that unfortunate fellow I have. No, serve me. What is this? No, that cannot. You understand? But that's a fact. The Supreme Lord Krishna always very eager to serve his pure devotee. He seeks opportunity. How can I get such opportunity to serve my pure devotee? He gets pleasure, great pleasure by it. Serving the Lord. Lord also gets pleasure because this is a reciprocation. It's not one-sided. Is it one-sided? No, this is a reciprocation. Service means there are always two, Bhakta and Bhagavan, devotee and the Lord. Isn't it? The devotee renders service. Who is the Lord, Supreme Lord? Thereby Supreme Lord gets some pleasure, and devotee also gets pleasure. But whose pleasure is greater?
Devotee's
pleasure is greater. Yes, that's a fact. Therefore, Krishna himself wants to how I can become a devotee. You understand? Who is the object of devotion? He wants to be devotee. Because thereby I will get greater pleasure. Understand? So what did he do for that? Achieve that?
He came as Guru.
Came as a Gauranga. He came as Gauranga. In Chaitanya Charitamrita class, last week we were just discussing that, isn't it? Krishna is all beautiful. Huh? And Radharani alone, a religious mother, is beautiful. Is beautiful. Equally, Radhika, our father, so holy. So devotees also, those who are very dear devotees of the Lord, they also know this. Krishna developed that greed, isn't it? Greedy. Krishna becomes greedy. Developed that greed. How can I relish Shastri? I cannot relish my own beauty, isn't it? Then he thought of what should be done. What shall I do to relish it? Then what did he do?
Become a Gauranga.
Yes, he became Gauranga. How?
To become the Sumatra.
Is which I say, and it's general fact, that he is a supreme thief. Isn't it? So he utilizes that skill of stealing. Radharani has
that wealth
in her heart, you see, which Krishna doesn't possess. So he wants how to steal that wealth. You understand? If I won't ask Radharani, Radharani won't give me. If I say, oh, please, Radharani, please lend me, I want to borrow and pay you back. Still, he never. Still, she will never give me. Then what to do? I must steal. Beg, borrow, or steal? My Guru Maharaj says, beg, borrow, or steal. If I beg, he won't give me. If I say, please lend me, I want to borrow, she will never give me. Then, I must steal. The last item, stealing. Because he is a supreme stealer. Thief. So he stole it. You understand? Entered into the heart of Radharani and stole that wealth. And became God. You understand? But Radhanga Noemaro? What is that? Gauranga rahe moro radhanga sparshana gopendra sukha bina anya na sparshe. Gopendra sukha bina na sparshe anya jana. You understand? Mahaprabhu says himself. Gauranga rahe moro radhanga sparshana. You understand? My body, Krishna's body, is fair complexion, isn't it? He is fair complexion. It is Gauranga Naipur, it is Radhanga Spasa, it is the body of Radharani. You understand? Gopendra Suto ina Nasparsa Anyajana. Only Gopendra Suto, the son of Nanda Maharaj, can touch this body. Nobody else can touch this body. You understand? Thereby he releases this thing. As Radharani was releasing. You understand? Krishna is all beautiful. His beauty cannot be realized by Krishna. The devotees, if they are devotees, they realize. Understand? And Srimati Radharani is realizing the most, the best. So it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, I mean, Sajjana Charitamrita also. Krishna Samino Yetaro Madhurya Swadono
Santo
instead of going to Krishna, approaching Krishna. Isn't it? Huh? Now how can I know it? How can one know it? How can one develop such devotion?
Only by approaching a bona fide.
By approaching. Yes. Approaching a dear devotee who is a bona fide spiritual master. Only by approaching. Approaching means what? To do what?
To serve. Become.
Yes?
To do the nine items of devotional service.
Not one? All nine? All nine require?
The chanting Harinam. Lok Krishna Kirtan.
Sravanam Kirtanam. First one is Sravanam. You understand? Hearing. You understand? That's the best of all. If only just practice this one item, that means only here you can develop. Sthana sthita, sutiyatang, stanubhang manubhir, jo prayas ojito jito, stri lokyam, Srimad Bhagavatam says. That's the beginning. Jnane prayasa udapasya namanto eva. Jivantis. So, Bhagavatam, bhagadiyo bhartam. Thanesthita, srutigadam tanubhang manubhir, jo prayasa, ajito jito, vishtaishtri lukyam. You understand? This Brahmaji says, this thing, Brahma Vakya. If only someone only hears, honest titang sruti gotan, tanumang manobi. Don't change your place, just change your position. What you are, be there. If you are brahmachari, let it be. Remain as brahmachari. If you are grosta, so be there. In Grostasam, Sthanasthita. If you are Banprasthi, be there in that position. If you are Sannyasi, be there in that position. No need of changing position. Only you have to do one thing. Sthanasthitam Sruti Gatam. Sruti means here. Then stand. Sthanasthitam Sruti Gatam Tanubhang Manobhi. Jo prayas. Ajito jito sayas. Only here. You understand? Only here, Baba, is most important item. Yes, tell, what are you saying?
There are many people speaking about scriptures.
Yes.
How the hearing can be found.
Hearing from a pure devotee. You understand? Hearing from a pure devotee. Bansu, you should be intelligent. Hear from whom? Who is a pure devotee? He has only one business. No other business. When he opens his mouth, he only speaks about Krishna. You understand? When you open your mouth, you speak so nonsense. So many nonsense. Isn't it? Is it true? So you are a nonsense, you are a rascal, you are speaking so many nonsense. But a pure devotee, when opens his mouth, only speaks Krishna. About Krishna. Glorifies Krishna. Then stands. So hear from him. Only by hearing. Sthana sthita sruti gatam tanubhang manobhir. Jo prayas ojito jito, is three lokyam. In three words, Krishna is a name known as ajito, unconquerable. Nobody can conquer him. You understand? But he can conquer. Ajito jito. You can conquer that unconquerable. Only by hearing, by developing. You understand? Who is unconquerable in three words? Trilokyam. That devotee who only hears, he can control. Thereby develop this devotion. In all Vedic scriptures, the essence of all Vedic scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? Sarva Vedanta Sarangi, Srimad Bhagavatam is said. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that thing. You know that verse? In second canto, second chapter, 36th verse. Where it is? Second canto, second chapter, text 36. You understand? Tasma sarvatmana radhana hari sarvatra sarvada srotabhyo kirtitabhyascha smartabhyo bhagavan nunan. Tasma sarvatmana radhana hari sarvatra sarvada srotabhyo kirtitabhyascha smartabhyo bhagavan nunan. Sukhdev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, O Rajan, O King, Parikshit Maharaj, this is the best way, you understand, this is best way to approach love, only here, then chant, first hearing, then chant, Sravanam, Kirtanam. Is the best path. And all human beings should do it. This is the duty of human beings. Because it's really obtainable. Body, manus, sorry. Labdhasudulobhidam, bhushambhavam. That's my father says. After undergoing so many spaces of life, lots. You have been given this rare species of life, this human body. And this is you. You understand? 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 31st chapter, 9th verse. You know that? Gopikanta, where it is? It is here. You understand? Tava kathānutam tapta jivanam kavi viriditam karma sāpahan Sravana Mangalam, Srimadatam, Bhuvi Gunanti De Bhurita Jana. This is the process. You understand? This is the statement of Gopis. Gopi Sesho. Tava Kathamrutam Tapta Jivanam Kavi Bhiritam Karma Sapanam. Sravana Mangalam, Srimadatam, Bhuvi Gunanti De Bhurita Jana. Hey Krishna, O Krishna. You understand? Tava kathamrutam. Your nectarian katha, Krishna katha. You understand? You know katha?
Yes.
What do you say it in English?
It's yelling over the Krishna.
Katha means statements of this.
Absorption.
Yes.
You observe.
Yes. Hey Krishna, tava kathamrutam. Your nectarian katha. You understand? It's nectarian, it's like nectar. Both for conditioned souls and also liberated souls. It is like nectar both for conditioned souls and liberated souls. Those are conditioned souls. They are here in this material world and are leading very miserable lives. Dukhale, isn't it? Tritap, abhyatmika adhidoiviko, adhibhautiko, you know it, tritap? You know? Yes, abhyatmika adhidoiviko, adhibhautiko, tritapas, miseries, you understand? Abhyatmika means bodily and mental. Adi daivika, misery comes from demigod. Adi Bhautika from other animals. You understand? These are known as Tritapa. You should know this specific word, Tritapa. Tri means three. Adhyatmiko, Adhidaiviko, Adhibhautiko. The people in this material world are suffering from it. You understand? This Tritapa. They want this nectar. Tabakathanatam, tapta jivanam. You understand? If such conditioned souls will hear the nectarian katha of Krishna, this tap, tap means pity, like pity. You understand? Will be calmed down, calmed down, will calm down. You understand? After scorching, heat of the sun, when soothing, this moon's rays come, how it is. You understand? Vairava Chandrika Vidharanam. First verse of Sikha Stava. Chetadarpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sriya Vairava Chandrika Vidharanam. Vairava Chandrika. The soothing rays of the sun. It's like that. You understand? This nectarian katha of Krishna. It cools down that heat. The conditioned souls, as well as the liberated souls, the devotees. So, is there any tap, any heat in the devotees? No, then how it is required for the soothing? Yo Gopikanta. Yes, we can understand this thing that these conditioned souls are undergoing the three tapas, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhauti, isn't it? As if they are in a frying pan, isn't it? They are in a frying pan. Can't you understand it? Pan, don't you see?
Yes.
It's frying on the fire. If you fry something, it becomes hot. The conditioned souls are as if in a frying pan. You understand? So, this three tapa, adhyatmika, adhibhautika and adhidaivika. You understand? They are as if in a frying pan. So, this Krishna katha is soothing to them. But how it is soothing for the liberated souls, the devotees? It's soothing for both the conditioned souls and liberated souls. Right! How it is? Yes, there you are. Devotee suffers from pang of separation. Yes, that is hitting like that. And it is soothing. And he hears about Krishna, then that bang of separation, he forgets. You understand? As if he gets Krishna now. Because it's katha and Krishna is non-different. Isn't it? Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kabhiveditam kalma sapanam sravana mangalam srimadatam bhuvigunantite bhuvidatam. O Krishna, this is soothing to both conditioned souls and liberated souls. Tapta jivanam and kavi bhiditam. All the devotees, all the learned scholars, they describe it. And thereby they get pleasure. Kalma sapaham, if you hear Tat Krishna katha, all your reactions of sinful activities are destroyed. Sravana mangalam. It will give you all good auspiciousness to you. If someone hears it, Sravana Mangala. Srimad Atyatam is very powerful. You understand? It contains spiritual energy. That we say. Kapladev says, No, no. Kapiladev says to his mother, Devahuti, Satam prasangam mamabhirja sambhita. Satam prasangam mamabhirja sambhita. Birja vatika. Birja samhita. He said. Very powerful. You understand? Satam prasangam mamabhirja sambhita. You see, that was birja sambhita. That means very powerful. This Krishna. Srimadhava. Very powerful. Bhuri Gunanti de Bhuri Dagana. Those who describe this, those devotees, they are most munificent persons. Isn't it? They are giving the most. This verse says. The Shravan hearing is so powerful. And if someone just to practice this one item, Shravan, he gets supreme, very easily. Then Kirtan comes next. Then chant, do Kirtan. What to do? What Kirtan will you do?
Kirtan.
What you have heard? From your spiritual master, just do Kirtan. Kirtan means what you have heard. Not mental concoction. Not manufacturing anything new. Isn't it? Kirtan means, I'll Kirtan, I'll do Kirtan what I have heard from my spiritual master. So this is another name of Shravan. Isn't it? Kirtan means, what I have heard, that I will chant. That's Kirtan. This is very powerful. So it is so easy thing. Is it any, is there any difficulty? So not at all. Then very easily you can get Krishna, approach Krishna, thereby. But instead of doing this thing, you are treading this very difficult path of going to hell, making so much prayasa, so much endeavor to go to hell. Prahlad Maharaj is astonished. What are these people? They're so foolish. They're making such difficult endeavors to go to hell. But such easy processes, they have to approach the Supreme Lord and they are not doing so. Isn't it? So this should be taught to one and all. The Vaishnava, devotee, he does show. You ask else. Then he teaches his demoniac boyfriend, so you demons, rascals, hear this. And very easy to approach the Supreme Lord. Just adopt this. You understand? This is what So let me say something in Korea. I am sitting there, discourses are going on in English. Do you understand anything? He says, Maharaj, yes, that's language difficulty is there. I don't know English, but I hear attentively. Because the person who speaks many times says, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But that is so nectarian. He utters the name of Krishna so many times and reads the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Is nectarian? And I hear. You see. Very good thing, isn't it? One should learn this thing. He teaches us a very good lesson. Krishna Katha, in whatever language it may be, it is nectarian. Isn't it? One must learn how to test it. Let us say, Gopika, you don't know the skill, therefore you cannot test it. You should learn the skill. Kaushalam. And thereby you can test it. All right, let me say.